Welcome to the SportsCapping.com podcast with free handicapping advice, odds insights, picks, and predictions to help you beat the sportsbook. And now your hosts, Jack Jones and Brandon Lee.
It's your host, Jack Jones, with the SportsCapping.com Free Pick Podcast. It's time for Week 14 NFL Free Picks. The college football regular season has come to a conclusion with only Army-Navy this weekend, so Brandon Lee and I will give two less free picks than normal. We'll be back with two free picks for each week of the bowl season, though, for six in total. Today we have just four free picks for Week 14 NFL, with two of those being teasers. Brandon and I went 3-3 last week. Welcome back, Brandon. Can you give the listeners a recap of your picks from last week?
Yeah, we took it on the chin with our college football pick on Oklahoma State, -5.5. Bit of a head-scratcher. I really felt good about the Cowboys in this game, especially when we knew for sure that Bohannon wasn't going to be able to go at quarterback. I mean, the Oklahoma State defense had been so good all year. No way a backup was going to be able to guide that Baylor offense too much. Turns out that wasn't the case. Not sure if the Cowboys just thought it was going to be easy, but the defense came out flat and it really cost them. Backup quarterback Blake Shapen went 23-28 for 180 yards and three scores. And by the time Oklahoma State kind of figured him out, it was just too late. The offense didn't do them any favors. Spencer Sanders was awful in that game. He threw two costly interceptions that led to short field touchdowns early and then came back and threw two more interceptions in the Cowboys' first three possessions of the second half. All in all, just a really bad game for Gundy's team, and a team I'll probably be looking to fade and get some of my money back when they play Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Day. Unfortunately, didn't go any better with my over 50 play in the Falcons-Bucks game on Sunday. It was just more pain. It looked like we had a for sure winner when they went into the half leading Atlanta 20-17. All we needed was 14 points in the second half to cash. Instead, we get 13 from the Bucks, and the Falcons don't score again in the game. So that was a really painful one to watch. Luckily, we were able to avoid getting swept by cashing our two-team six-point teaser on the football team +8.5, as well as the Pats +8.5. Both of these short dogs that we teased up over a touchdown went on to win outright as Washington beat Las Vegas 17-15, and New England defeated Buffalo 14-10.
Yeah, Oklahoma State with four interceptions still almost won the game. I mean, had first and goal at the one there at the end and completely blew it.
I'm glad they lost.
Yeah. Anytime you get a short favorite that doesn't cover, you like seeing them lose outright. Anyways, so you don't want them to win without you. But yeah, that Falcons game was a painful one for me, man. I had the Falcons +11 and the over 50 both. Falcons had to settle for a field goal after a first and goal from the one in the first half, and then they dropped a touchdown in the end zone on the final play of the game from the Tampa Bay 7-yard line that would have gotten me a win on the Falcons and the over. So instead of going 4-1 Sunday in the NFL, I went 2-3. So it was a brutal turn of events there, so I feel your pain. Tampa, with that 20-17 lead at halftime, is going to be nearly impossible to lose both the Falcons +11 and the over. Basically, the only way was a 10-0 second half by the Bucks, and that's exactly what happened. I believe it was 10-0 second half. And the Bucks obviously got stopped there at the end and got a short field goal with hardly any time left, and Falcons, couldn't get in the back door there on that final drive. Had a couple shots from the seven and dropped one on the last play. So that was a tough one. But my free picks on the podcast went 2-1 last week. Lost on Houston +10.5 in college football. They hung tough with Cincinnati in the first half. We're down by just one at halftime, but they gave up two quick touchdowns to start the second half. Ended up losing by 15 after their attempt to get in the back door. Came up short with a turnover on downs in Cincinnati territory in the final 3 minutes. But I won my free pick on the Dolphins -4 in the NFL. They closed -7 at home against the Giants after it was announced that Daniel Jones would be out and Mike Glennon would be starting. I mean, Glennon hasn't won a game since 2017, and he's had plenty of opportunities. The Dolphins won 20-9 behind yet another dominant defensive effort. My 10-point teaser also won on the Rams -2.5, Chiefs as a pick'em, and the Bills +7.5. Rams won by 30, Chiefs won by 13, Bills were a little bit of a sweat, losing by 4 to the Patriots, but they did come up short with 0 points in their final two red zone trips there in the fourth quarter. It was nice that the Patriots-Bills game came one score game for us so we could cash our teasers. brings us to 40-39-1 this season through 14 weeks on the Free Pick Podcast. 12-6 run the last 3 weeks to get above 500. I'm 20-19-1. Brandon is 20-20. Leaves us at 289 wins, 230 losses, 16 pushes last 6 years. 55.7% winners, $1,000 per game bettors, up 36,000 with minus 110 juice. How are your premium picks doing, Brandon?
Yeah, kind of more of the same for me on the premium side. Just up and down, a little bit of a roller coaster. I had a tough weekend, both college NFL, 1-2 on Saturday, 1-2 on Sunday. Not only did I lose the tough play on the Falcons Bucks over, I had the Broncos plus 10.5 on Sunday night in a game where, you know, Kansas City offense does next to nothing and they still win by double digits. So just a tough one. I did have a bad play on Georgia on Saturday. You know, the more I got into that game and closer to it, I kind of regretted that. Just, you could just see it right away from Georgia that they didn't have the same intensity level, knowing that they didn't need to win that game. And I just put a little bit too much faith in that defense that kind of got exposed, but it is what it is, and we just keep trucking along, and bowl season's here. Well, not quite, but soon enough.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been better in December for me. 500 or better, 8 of my last 10 cards, 7 of them profitable. Seeing it pretty well right now. I just lowered all the prices of my football passes. They all went on sale as of Tuesday. 200 off my football combo pass, 600 down to 400, 250 off my NFL pass, 500 down to 250, 200 off my college football bowl pass, 450 down to 250. Definitely get that college football bowl pass. 45-20 bowl run the past couple seasons, nearly 70% winners. It's really like stealing during bowl season because situations come up and you can just make a lot of money in bowl season. Don't you agree, Brandon?
For sure. There's a lot more that goes into it than there used to be just a few years ago now with all these players opting out. And so you kind of got to do that on top of, you know, I mean, motivation's everything in bowl games. And it can be a little easier to spot sometimes with these players opting out. It just depends, you know, how early they let you know. What really sucks is you just, you're timid on putting in some of these bets early because, you know, news can come up 2 weeks later and you're kind of stuck with what you had. So I try to play it close to ear and kind of wait it out and just, you know, count on the research to do its work for me. But yeah, it's definitely profitable.
Yeah, definitely. There's more factors now with the opt-outs to factor in, but you can kind of, some of them you can kind of predict that where they're going to come from, right, and beat the line moves that way. And others you kind of know that certain teams aren't going to have basically anybody opting out, but then nothing's for certain. But more times than not, you can kind of get a beat on it and beat the line moves. And I don't feel good about putting every bull pick in early, but definitely there's a good, you know, handful up to 10 that I would feel good, right, about already.
Yeah, and Notre Dame's one of them for me that I don't know why I'm waiting, but it's just,
yeah,
something on that. I love fading teams like Oklahoma State or just, you know, that had that playoff hope right up until the end and didn't get it in. So
that is one of the better spots for sure, bowl season, that looks that way early to me too, Notre Dame, especially with, you know, how much support their head coach has had. Yeah.
They seem to be buying into that. So that's, you know, one that I probably should get in now, but
agreed. If I'm going to take it, I better get it in early too. And
I think it's 2.5. So I doubt it stays there.
No, it's going to get into 3 or higher for sure. And yeah, if you're a listener and you want to get that one in early, I think me and Brandon, there's a good chance me and Brandon will both be on it. So there's an early free pick for you guys. All right, let's get on to our week 14 NFL free picks. What's your pick this week, Brandon?
I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns -2 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. I just think we're getting a great price here with Cleveland in this spot. Not only do the Browns need this game to stay in the race for the AFC North, they desperately need a win here just to stay alive in the playoff picture in the AFC. With so many teams right around that 500 mark, and the Browns coming into this at 6-6. Not that motivation was going to be an issue, but this one will mean a little more to Cleveland. They went into their bye week off a hard-fought 16-10 loss at Baltimore. You know, a very rare instance in the NFL where you've got one team that is playing the same opponent in back-to-back games. Well, the Browns are going to have a full 2 weeks to get ready for this shot at revenge. Baltimore had to play at Pittsburgh this past Sunday, and it didn't really go as planned for them. Ravens lost 19-20 on a failed two-point attempt at the end of regulation, a very controversial one, one that I would second-guess myself. I just think being the better team, you take your chances in that extra period, but Harbaugh saw it the other way, and it ended up costing him. So can't say I hate it. It's good for the Chiefs that the Baltimore lost, but this is a Baltimore team that I think is headed in the wrong direction down the stretch. I mean, their schedule gets it's brutal to finish, and it's just a team that hasn't really been playing up to their 8-4 record. They're really decimated with injuries. They got 17 guys on IR. Seven of those are starters. Three of them are former Pro Bowl players. They've been decimated in the secondary, and they just lost another starter in corner Marlon Humphrey in the game against Pittsburgh. The offensive line has been a mess, and it's really shown in Lamar Jackson's struggles of late. He's got 10 interceptions, and he's been sacked 24 times in their last six games. He's still a threat on the ground, but that's something I think this Cleveland defense can negate, and it will definitely help having seen him just recently. So they'll be ready for Lamar's run, and if I think you can take that away, there's not a lot left to be afraid of with this Baltimore offense. I know this game still comes down to the play of Baker Mayfield and the Browns' ability to get that ground game going, which they weren't exactly able to do in that first meeting. But I do think the extra rest will definitely play into their benefit here. And I just think at home in this spot and how much this means to Cleveland, they should be more than a field goal here. So give me the Browns -2.
Yeah, I'm not going to add much to this. I pretty much covered my notes too there. It's just, I don't remember ever seeing a team play the same team twice surrounding their bye week, and that's the situation for the Browns here. It's such a huge advantage. They've basically been preparing for them for 3 weeks. Ravens in some dogfights of late, last 5 weeks, four games decided by one score. That one-point loss to the Steelers, I mean, going for two, a big reason they did that is because they were down to three cornerbacks, and Harbaugh just didn't think they could get a stop in overtime. So, well,
they're scared about getting a stop against that Steelers offense. I mean,
exactly.
There's not an offense they're not scared of then. So
yeah, the Ravens have a terrible injury situation at cornerback and in the front seven on defense too, and along the offensive line. I mean, Jackson's been a turnover machine in recent weeks. And this it's got to be the most overrated team in the NFL. They're not as good as their 8-4 record. Stats are awful. They average 5.5 yards per play on offense, give up 6 yards per play on defense, getting outgained by a half a yard per play, and so they rank 31st on defense in yards per play allowed. Browns gain 5.7 yards per play, give up 5.2 on defense, outgaining teams by a half a yard per play. So they've been a full yard per play better than Baltimore this season. They rank 5th in the NFL in yards per play allowed on defense. We're getting the better, healthier team in the better situation off the bye as a short home favorite here of less than a field goal. I think this one's a no-brainer. Give me Cleveland as well.
Yeah, I like it. It's crazy that the Baltimore's 8-4 with how they played.
It is. Yeah, they finally lost a close game to Pittsburgh last week. They've been winning all those. But, yeah, I mean, even when they beat the Browns, Jackson had 4 interceptions. That's almost impossible. I think their luck's kind of starting to run out, and especially with all these injuries now. Mm-hmm. And I think it could really unravel this week. All right, I'm going to go with the Bills Bucks over 53. We're going kind of back to the well here on a Bucks over. It's going to be perfect weather in Tampa on Sunday. Forecast calling for temperatures in the upper 70s, only 4-mile-an-hour winds. Perfect conditions for a shootout between two of the best offenses in the NFL. The Bucks rank 1st in scoring offense, and the Bills rank 5th. I think the fact that both of these teams went under the total last week, keeping this total a little lower than it should be. Buffalo played the Patriots in terrible wins, and clearly the over on the Bucks-Falcons game was the right side, as we discussed earlier. The Bucks are going to continue putting up big numbers on offense. They have scored 30 or more points now in 3 straight, and they've scored 30 or more in 7 of their 12 games this season. Tom Brady's thrown at least 4 touchdown passes in 6 of his 12 games this year. The Bills are missing their best cover corner in Tre'Davious White, who recently tore his ACL. That's gonna hurt them. They didn't hurt them last week against the Patriots because all they do is run the ball and throw it three times, but it's going to hurt them this week. The Bills will get their offense going, though. They've scored 31 or more points in 7 of their 12 games this season. They'll be up against a banged-up Tampa Bay secondary. Richard Sherman, Jamel Dean, both questionable, and they're missing Mike Edwards and Carlton Davis already. The Falcons moved the ball up and down the field on them, but didn't capitalize in the red zone. I think the Bills will capitalize and keep pace with the Bucs. I expect at least one team to score 30 points, if not both, in this one. Tampa is 11-2 to the over in their last 13 games off a win by 10 points or more. Buffalo 8-1 to the over in their last 9 games off a division game. Bills 7-0 over in their last 7 road games against a good passing team that completes 61% or better. The over is 6-0 in Bills' last 6 games as underdogs, and the over is 11-4 in Bucks' last 15 games as home favorites. So I like a shootout here. Give me the over.
Yeah, no disagreement here. I'll probably be on this one as well. It just feels like a really good buy-low spot on this Bills offense. And, you know, they've definitely struggled here of late, but they've also faced a lot of teams who are really built to defend the pass. And, you know, they're coming off maybe the worst conditions we'll see in any NFL game this season in that game against the Patriots. And it's just funny that Buffalo's, you know, they're one of the few teams that aren't really built to play well in their home field when the conditions are bad, because this is a team that really should be in a dome. Just how the way that offense is built. But so I think going on the road here is a good thing for them. And, you know, we're looking at a total here of 53 with this Bucs offense and how they're clicking. And, you know, you just had the Bucs play the Falcons with a total of 50 in Atlanta in near perfect conditions. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me as why this one isn't, you know, pushing 55 or higher. And I think you touched on a very good point where people have not seen this Bills secondary without Tre'Davious White. And I think it's a massive loss and, you know, one that just, you know, we couldn't see it because, like you said, the Patriots threw it three times. And it's just you're going up against a Tampa Bay offense and Tom Brady that is as good as anybody at picking apart and finding your one weakness. So whoever that guy is that fills in for White is going to get used and abused here. So I'm with you here. I think this one has into the 60s written all over it.
Yeah, it does. And the Bills have faced a pretty weak schedule of opposing offenses, too. So they have great defensive numbers, but their defense isn't as good as their numbers would show. And
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, White being out definitely will be a factor. I mean, the Patriots have unlimited weapons. It's just nuts. They're going to get their points. And I think Allen can keep up against a banged-up Tampa Bay secondary. It just screams shootout. And I hope, yeah, only 3 points higher than what it was last week against the Falcons. Doesn't make any sense to me either. So, yeah, I think we're getting a good one here, and I think we'll get our money back from that over we lost last week. Let's give the listeners 2 more NFL teaser winners after sweeping these last week. What's your favorite teaser for Week 14?
All right, I'm going to do a 2-team 6-point teaser. I'm going to tease the Broncos down from -7.5 at home against the Lions to -1.5, and then I'm going to tease the Rams up from +2.5 to +8.5 on the road against the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. I really like Denver to win at home against Detroit. I don't know that I necessarily love them at 7.5, but I feel like getting them under a field goal is really good, especially in the spot for Detroit. I think the Lions are in a big letdown here. They celebrated like they won the Super Bowl last week when they got their first win. As for the Rams, I think it's a game they could win outright. You know, they've kind of been left for dead here in the AFC or NFC West, and I think this is a team that wants to remind everyone just how good they are. And I mean, I know the Cardinals keep winning, but I'm not truly a believer in them just yet. So not saying Rams will get the win here, but I definitely like them to keep it within 8.
Yeah, me too. This is my favorite 6-point option as well, and I was going to double up on it with Bram, but instead I'll give you guys a different one here. I'll go with a 10-point teaser. I'm going to give you the Packers -2.5, the Chargers -0.5, and the Browns +8, teasing the Packers from 12.5 down to 2.5 at home against the Bears. They own the Bears, and they're coming off their bye week and could be as healthy as they've been all season, so they should win the game by 3 or more. Teasing the Chargers from 10.5 to half at home against the Giants, who may be starting third-string quarterback Jake Fromm this week. And I'm using Brandon's free pick on the Browns and teasing them up from -2 to +8 at home against the Ravens. Don't see any way they lose by more than one score in this revenge spot coming off their bye week.
I like it. Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite 10-pointers as well. And it's tough to see those two big favorites losing. And you know, obviously, we like the Browns quite a bit.
I mean, so. The Chargers are up and down, so that would be the one.
The Giants have a good defense, but I mean...
Yeah.
If they can't win outright against a third stringer, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. They got a lot to play for right now, so they should be good. Brandon, please give out your Twitter handle to the listeners so they know where they can find you too.
Yep, you can find me at B Lee Sports Picks.
That's at B Lee Sports Picks. You can find me on Twitter at Betfirms Jack. Get free picks daily from both of us on Twitter. Sign up for a premium package from Brandon and I at sportscapping.com or betfirm.com. Great time to get our bowl season passes now, guys. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and good luck with all your bets for Week 14 NFL, folks.
Thanks for listening to the sportscapping.com podcast. For more free picks and predictions, be sure to visit us at sportscapping.com.